Hello? Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Peace be with you.
今天的经文取自希伯来书.
Today's passage is from the book of Hebrews.
我们今天就以起引的方式来念, 我会念一句, 然后你们就回应下一句, 你们也可以用英文来回应.
Let's do the reading like this today. Pastor will read one sentence and then we will follow. You can also use English if you feel more comfortable.
原来那位万物所属为万物所本的, 要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去, 使救他们的元帅, 因受苦难, 得以完全, 本是合宜的。 所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同, 为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司, 为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。 他为那设立他的敬忠, 如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。 第六节一起来，没有吗？但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。记得有一次，有一位执事就来找我。
I recall an occasion when a deacon sought me out.
他有趣，他说：“ 牧师啊， 最近这个讲台的讲员不时就会这样子说。”
And he said, Pastor, nowadays the speakers make a point occasionally to say,
他会说, 哦, 今天教会分配给我的经文是某某某,
this is the passage that I've been allocated to speak on today.
有的神智会说, 哦, 小慧牧师选的这段经文是这个。
Some even say, the passage that Pastor Xiaohui has chosen is,
他们感觉像听起来好像讲的好像很不愿意, 好像被迫讲那段经文这样。
It's like they're a little reluctant, like they're being forced to speak on this passage.
我就说, 哦, 是咯, 我只是按这经文
So I said, yeah, well, I'm just following the natural progression of the verses. This is what everybody agreed on.
不过今天我就很高兴。
So today I'm very happy.
因为我终于可以讲同样的话。
Because I'm finally be able to turn around and say.
因为今天的讲题呢, 是6号驿站的筹委给我的。
What I'm going to speak on today has been allocated to me by the camp committee.
今天的讲题是我要尝试要回答一个问题。
The central issue that I will attempt to deal with today is.
这个问题就是说, 如果我们说我们是一个家,
What does it mean to be a family?
我们称我们为彼此为, 弟兄姐妹,
and to call each other brothers and sisters.
这是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
今天就要来回答这个问题。
Today I will attempt to answer this basic question.
弟兄姐妹, 亲朋戚友, 这个是一个很根本性的问题。
Brothers and sisters, friends and relatives, this is a very basic question.
你们有想过吗?
But have you thought about it previously?
所以我就把今天的这个主题呢, 就定为我们是神的家。
Hence, the title I have chosen for today's sermon is We Are God's Family.
我们这是神的家呢, 就取自刚才所读过的希伯来书3章第6节。
And this is gleaned from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6, which we just read.
不过我发现说, 如果要深入的来, 回答这个问题的话,
I realize that in order to delve deeply into this question,
我发现我就首先要解释一个道理。
I need to first clarify this principle.
要讲大道理哦, 就是一个道理啦。
Just one.
Okay, 然后这个道理就是什么呢? 就是我们在我们的信仰的本质上呢, 是有所不同的。
That is that our faith is of a fundamentally unique nature.
其实昨天, 齐翔弟兄也有分享到类似这样的。
Some of this was shared yesterday as well.
因为呢, 有些信仰, 他们是比较注重于, 这个哲学啦, 或者是一些生命的道理。
So some beliefs place special emphasis on philosophy and ethical reasoning.
或者是如果是讲到生活上的呢, 就是一些生活的道德的原则。
So some truths in relation to your life.
所以如果你要, 取决于信不信他呢, 就取决于你觉得他是否是, 对不对, 好不好。
That's the deciding factor that makes or breaks your belief, your subscription in this belief is how persuasive their principles or reasoning are.
有一些信仰呢，就比较着重于是神明的庇佑，或者是神明的消灾解难。
So in the same way, some faiths place special emphasis on God's ability to bless and to solve your problems for you.
而信不信他呢，就取决于他灵不灵啦，或者是够不够力啦。
So it's like how legitimate your God is depends on how effective your prayers are.
我们的信仰方面虽然也有类似的层面。
Although our faith incorporates similar levels of belief.
比方说，我们也有所谓的律例典章啦，我们也有的祷告仰望啦。
For example, we have our statutes and our decrees. We have the hope that we find in prayer.
看起来是雷同的。
It looks a bit similar.
可是在本质上，其实我们对于神的观念呢，是迥然不同的。
However, we have a very fundamentally different concept of God.
因为我们信的是创造存有的神。
Because the God that we believe in is the creator of all things.
刚才我们也提到了，读到了，就是他是万物所属，是万物所本的。
And as we read just now, he is the one for whom and by whom all things exist.
而因为我们的神是那个创造主，我们信的是这样的一个神。
And because God is our creator God, this is the God whom we believe in.
这样的神就不可以是一个人的附属品而已。
He cannot possibly exist as a supplementary for human needs.
这样的神也不可以以人为中心呢来对待他，看待他。
And he certainly cannot be approached and thought of from a human-centric point of view.
所以因此呢，我们这个信仰里面更看重的是这个人，这个神本身。他有的旨意是什么？他原有的旨意是什么？
Rather, the focal point of our faith lies in knowing God's will and what He decrees for us.
他对于存有这样的东西，这样的意识，他的旨意是什么？
What His will is for us.
所以，因为这样子看的时候呢，那我们个人的利益也好啦，好处也好啦，这些呢都在其次了。
And when we look at it from this perspective, our benefits and disadvantages that God can bring to us, all these are only secondary.
因为我们相信的是这样一位神，我们就要认识他要的是什么。
We believe that we can only know how to be human if we recognize what God wants of us.
只有认识到他要什么，我们才能够明白说我们现在人应该是如何。
Only by knowing what God wants of us can we know how to live life.
再说多一次，就是因为他是创造主，所以只有认识了他要什么，我们才能明白我们人要如何。
So because he is our creator, only by knowing our creator's intention can we know what we are created to be.
那这样的次序是不能够颠倒的。
It is absolutely essential that we do not reverse this order.
很多时候我们发现，哎，这个世界好像它的世界的生态乱了。
A lot of times we use our desires as a starting point.
And we discover that seems that the natural order has
been messed up, yes.
或者是我们觉得说我们的这个社会的这个群体的生活乱了。
Or we find that the order of society has been
messed up. 或者是我们觉得好像人的生命乱了。
Or we feel like our own lives are messed up.
其实追根究底呢，就是其实是我们世人的这个信仰的次序乱了。
Actually, this is because we've gotten it the wrong way around in terms of our faith.
我们如果是先从我们的私欲来做出发点的话，
If we use our own desires as a starting point,
而不是从神对于存有这样的旨意的 做起点的话，
And not with God's will,
那我们就乱了。
Then we've got it the wrong way around.
因为我们其实呢已经跟神他原有的这个旨意呢已经脱节了。
Because when we do this, we become disjointed from the flow of his will.
当我们回到神的旨意的时候，
However, when we come back to God's decrees,
我们就赫然发现，诶，原来这个情况呢，是很不一样，是很精彩的。
We find that the situation is very different and very exciting.
原来神是要与人同在的，这个是他的旨意。
Our God is one who wants to be with us.
神是要住在人当中的，这是他的旨意。
Stay amongst us and live with us.
神是要活在人当中的。
He wants to live amongst us.
而其实不管是活在当中住在当中与人同在其实这些都是很象征性的说法
And actually these are all symbolic expressions only
并不是表示神真的需要一个会幕啦一个神殿啦或者是庙啦什么神牌啦 来做一个居所不是
It doesn't mean that God literally needs to live amongst us as a tabernacle, a sanctuary, a temple or a tablet
这其实是表明说神呢要 人呢建立一种亲密的关系的一个象征性的说法。
Rather, they only symbolize the kind of intimate relationship that God wishes to have with us.
所以还没有讲到这个神明到底是好不好啦，或者是灵不灵以前。
That's before we even begin to discuss how good or how effective our God is.
我们发现，当我们自己讲信仰的时候
，When we talk about the issue of faith,
我们更强调的呢是爱和宽恕这样的事情。
The Christian emphasis should be on love and forgiveness.
因为我们就是很看重这些彼此表达心意所要用的 那种话和彼此的承诺。
So we need to be very tactful and sincere about the words and promises with which we use to express our intentions.
我们基督徒强调的都是这些东西，因为呢，这些都是一种传达一种亲密关系所需要的价值观。
And we stress on this because they convey the intimate nature of relationships, which is also at the heart of Christian values.
我们就发现，原来关系的力度呢就是在于我们有没有这些东西能够经得起时间和信任的考验。
And we realize that actually the strength of relationships lies in its ability to withstand the tests of time and trust.
而只有通过时间来走过这样的一段路。
It is only through a period of walking together.
我们才能够真正体会什么是爱，什么是宽恕。
That we can experience what love and what forgiveness is.
什么是话，又什么是承诺？
Common language and commitment.
而神之所以在乎这样的一种关系，
And the reason why God cares about this,
是因为当神人关系能够很亲密的时候，
is that when we walk closely with him,
人就很自然的会活出神的样式来。
Then we naturally become more like him.
唯有这样的关系，人才会改变。
This is how the relationship changes us.
神的公义就变成了这个世界的公义。
And the righteousness of God becomes the justice of the world.
而神的美善才会成为这个世界的美善。
And his goodness becomes our goodness.
当人按着神的旨意和活的时候，
When human beings act in accordance with God's will,
按着神的样式来活的时候，
And live according to what his image is,
这才是圣经所说的荣耀，圣经所说的成圣。
This is the glory and the sanctification that is mentioned in the Bible.
也许你会问我说，为什么我们常常就会来阐述这样一个很基本的 信仰的这个道理？
So why do we need to keep expounding on this principle?
当我写这个的时候，回想长安牧师在过去二十多年里面呢，可能至少讲了至少一百次。
So perhaps Pastor Chang An has repeated this many times over the past 20 years.
我们要不断的来说这样的事情，因为我们今天就要重新的要用这样的一个观点来明白什么是神的家。
We need to keep thinking about this because it shapes the perspective that we need to understand what it means to be part of God's family.
我们说什么是神的家？神其实就是要用家来表露他这样的这个神人关系到底是什么。
We need to do so because God often uses the concept of family to reveal his intention of sharing a close relationship with us.
而神呢，如果我们看整个圣经的时候，又是在人的历史当中就召唤一些人来让启示做一些启示。
This is evident in the course of biblical history when God often uses the family as a channel to bring across his message and his revelation.
所以当神要自我启示的时候，
So when God wants to reveal himself to us,
他就召唤一些愿意来顺服他的人。
He calls upon willing candidates,
那些愿意为神所用的人。
The so-called righteous ones to testify for him through our lives.
而这就是所谓的义人。
This is the righteous man.
而神就召唤他们来怎么用他们自己的生命来做见证，神就通过他们来启示自己。
So using their lives as a testimony, God uses them to reveal himself.
他们要见证什么呢？他们要见证人在神的面前应该活出来的生命，应该有的关系。
And they are a testimony to what kind of person we are, what kind of relationship we're supposed to have with Christ.
而在这个整个启示的过程中呢，神就好像家人一般，要参与人的生活，人的生命。
And in the process, God involves himself in our daily lives just like a member of the family.
要指引他们说什么才是与神同行，又有什么呢，是你背逆而行。
Directing how we walk with him and how he walks with us.
神要告诉人，怎样，我是这样子的，跟你一起同行。
So The way God wants to tell us, hey, you know, this is how I am, and this is how I want to walk with you.
所以神就开始呼召了亚伯拉罕的家族。
So for example, God called on Abraham's clan.
他就通过熬过亚伯拉罕好几代人的家庭问题，来慢慢的表露这样的一种心意。
And through working through generations of his family problems, revealed his will.
其中也经历了婚姻问题啦。
And these included marital issues,
子嗣的问题啦,
heritage issues,
遗产的问题啦,
tussles over the inheritance,
亚伯拉罕里面甚至还有女佣的问题,
and even an entanglement with the maid.
这个神就好像一个家庭辅导一样, 不管明示也好, 暗示也好呢, 就是要教导他们什么是顺服, 什么又是任意而为。
So God is like the family counselor, teaching us the difference between obedience and self-direction in both open and subtle ways.
建立了这样的关系以后，过后他又把这样子的延伸到整个以色列子民，现在就是神的子民，神的家。
And so he established this kind of relationship with Abraham's clan, and then later extended it to the whole nation of Israel as a people of God.
过后呢，在这个整个神的大家族里面呢，神的子民里面，他又呼召了大卫这个一家成为神的家。
And in the midst of this, God also called upon the house of David.
然后在大卫的一家里面呢，又重新的来面对他的整个生命中的问题。
And again, together they faced David's moments of danger.
不管是危险的问题也好，或者是他意气风发，可是又是道德出轨的时候。
And they went through danger, moral failure, and even the rebellion of David's own son.
最后甚至连他孩子悖逆叛逆的时刻呢，神也跟他一起走过。在这个整个漫漫的长路里面呢，我们发觉到一点。
Throughout this long journey of life, we realize something.
神就像这个牧人带领羊群一般，这个也是大卫自己的体会。
God is like a shepherd leading his sheep, protecting the house of David.
一方面当然是看守大卫的一家。
On one hand, he protects the house of David.
一方面也是为了要保守以色列。指明这一家。
And at the same time keeps the house of Israel.
那我今天之所以要帮助大家来追溯这一切。
The reason I have traced these events in history.
就是希望你也能够看得出呢，其实神就是很刻意的要通过这样这种种种的曲曲折折。
It's so that you can see how God leads us onto the path of righteousness.
神要表明说什么是神要引导人来走义路。
He wants to show us what it means to be walking with us onto the path of righteousness.
神就好像家人一般，就是经过生命中的酸甜苦辣。
So like our families do, he goes through ups and downs with us.
在其中的任劳任怨，然后最后呢，就是要表达要与我们同行。
Sticking with us throughout to be with us.
我们看过这一切，我们才发现说，哦，原来神的家呢，就是要一起同行的意思。
And after we see this, we realize that what it means to be part of God's family is simply to walk together.
然而神作为天父,
and God as the Father,
真正能够反映出神的儿子这样的一种生命的呢，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Of course, the only person who truly reflects how the life pattern of the Son of God should be is Jesus Christ.
我们说信耶稣，信耶稣，信什么呢？
We believe in Jesus Christ, but what are we believing in?
我们信他就是救我们的元帅，也信他就是我们救恩的先驱。
He is the chief commander who redeems us, and he is the pioneer of our redemption.
意思就是说，我们因为他，我们才能够清楚地看到要怎么活才能够有救恩。
This means we look at how he lives and we see an example of how we should live so that we can also have redemption.
那这里在论到这个耶稣的时候呢，我们一定要拿捏得很好。
When discussing about Jesus, we have to be accurate and precise.
一方面我们看到他的时候，我们不得不承认说他的确是一枝独秀的，他是与众不同的。
On one hand, we cannot deny his uniqueness.
可是圣经却一次而再地提醒我们说，这位那位使人成圣的 和那个因他而成圣的呢，这其实是都是出于一的。
On the other hand, the Bible reminds us constantly that he is both the sanctifier and the sanctified.
都是出于一，而因为两者不管是他也好我们也好都是出于一呢，耶稣就称他们为弟兄。
So because he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source, that is why Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers.
我们跟耶稣是弟兄。
So we are brothers with Jesus.
过后，希伯来书又再次提醒说，他凡事与他的弟兄都是相同的。
And later in Hebrews reminds us as well that he is just like us. He is one of us.
所以就是要意思要提醒我们说，耶稣是完全的人。
And this is to remind us that Jesus was fully human.
他跟我们一样，我们跟他一样，都是什么？都是天父的孩子。
We are all the children of God.
所以耶稣跟我们是弟兄。
That's why Jesus is our brother.
特别是在于面对苦难的事情，或者是面对死亡的事情，更是如此，更要强调耶稣跟我们一样。
His humanity is reinforced, especially during times of suffering and death.
而耶稣在十字架上的苦难，并不是他做人的这个瑕疵，不是的。
And his death on the cross was not due to a failure on his part.
反而呢，是因为他有面对苦难，更表达了他是一个完全的人。
Rather, it was testimony to the fact that he had gone through suffering, and it was a full expression of his humanity.
他作为神的儿子，也同样要面对苦难。
The Son of God must also have faced suffering.
同样要去克服苦难。
Overcome suffering.
然后最后也为了我们要胜过苦难。
And for us, triumph over suffering.
也许你已经是在想一个问题。
Perhaps you are wondering.
宇宙万物的神。
Why should the creator of the universe?
为什么要沦落到这么悲惨的一种惨痛啊的一种经历来表达他自己呢？
Why should he have to go through all these pain?
我个人的理解是，有些东西就是要真的通过身临其境才能够得到的。
My understanding is that some things can only be obtained through personal experience.
不入虎穴焉得虎子呢？就是这个意思。
Well, it literally,
just write what, translate what you wrote.
Literally means if you don't enter the tigers, then you can't catch the tiger.
不知道大家熟不熟悉我们新加坡有一个包点连锁店叫做德记包，吃过吗？德记包。
Anybody knows the story of Techie 包？
这个德记包呢，它在1948年在 Cook Road 那边呢就开了第一个档口。
The first Techie Bao street stall was born in 1948 on Cook Road.
这个创办人呢叫做许德，然后他呢就是当时候就在路边呢卖 dim sum.
The senior Mr. Wei Tuck made and sold dim sum on the roadside.
过后呢就做得很好，就开了好几间店。
They went on to open up their own line of shops.
不过当这个许德先生他去世以后呢，他的儿子 Billy 就要接管这个生意。
So when he passed away, his son Billy had inherited the business.
这个那时候有人就采访这个 Billy 的时候呢，他就说：“哇，当初他接管这个生意的时候，好像入地狱一样。”
And so, he said in an interview that when he first took over, it was like hell.
因为他要去把这个程序啊，再次的教，重新的来教这些厨师。可是当时候的厨师都是阿嘎阿嘎的厨师。
He had to introduce methodology to the chefs, but they were all, you know, anyhow.
他们就告诉他，哎，卖了洗干了，不要浪费时间。
And told him that he was wasting time.
有一个厨师甚至告诉他，哦，你要知道一个东西啊，是不是已经煮熟了，你就看那个出来的蒸汽是它的，看它的浓度就好了。
And one chef even told him that, to determine if something is cooked or not, just look at the thickness of the steam.
结果他才慢慢他就。熬出来，他就琢磨，原来他们都是乱讲话。
Then he realized that was all rubbish.
这些厨师都不管他是老板的儿子，都不在乎他。
The chefs didn't really respect him very much.
他是自己慢慢琢磨，他才发现哦，原来什么东西都是靠时间，拿捏时间最重要。
So it was through his own examination that time is of essence.
他就慢慢的要灌输程序啦、食谱啦、东西的计较它的分量啦，最后。直到如今呢，还是这样子的，终于把它做出来了。
And slowly he distilled the methodology, recipes, measurements all by himself.
这个故事要表达什么呢？
What the story wants to convey is that
表达就是，就算他是老板的儿子也好，他也得亲力亲为，深入到厨房里面，深入到厨子之中，才能够带出一个真正的改变。
That even if you're the boss's son, you need to be personally involved. You need to be in the kitchen amongst the chefs to bring about some change.
如果一间包店的运作是如此呢？
If this is true for a shop selling dim sum,
那神要完成一个世人改变的一个工作，那更是要如此了。
Then what more for the change that God wants to initiate in our lives?
耶稣怎能不能不真正的身临其境，经过患难的考验呢？
How could Jesus not personally experience the tests and trials that he did?
不入虎穴，焉得虎子呢？
The tiger thing.
You're spoiling the rhetoric. All right. Okay. 耶稣呢，就是这样，这样要真的进入到我们当中做人，经过种种的患难跟这个做人的纠结。
So God wants to be with us and be human together with us.
也难怪今天的经文里面就表明给我们看了。
No wonder Scripture says today.
说耶稣。为儿子，他要来做什么？他要来治理神的家。
But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son.
一间包店的管理，也许看重的就是整个烹饪的过程，的这个程序的控制。
The management of a dim sum place may put strong emphasis on the culinary procedure.
治理神的家看重的就是这个神人关系的健全。
And what the governance of God's house pays extra attention to is the relationship between man and God.
一个包店里面看重的是材料啦、食谱啦、厨师啦，甚至水电的东西你都要打点。
So the dim sum place needs ingredients, recipes, chefs, water, electricity.
神的家看重的就是这个家人里面的沟通。
We need communication, mutual support.
我们要有扶持，要有彼此的服侍。这个治理的人，甚至还要排解，承担种种的冤屈啦，这个恩怨情仇，这个就是家人的事情。
So we need a lot of mutual support and reconciliation for the grudges that we may hold against one another.
耶稣要如何做到这样的事呢？做成这样的事。
How does Jesus achieve this?
今天的经文里面不断的重复一个词。
Scripture today mentioned over and over again.
这个词呢就是忠心。
That he is faithful.
人常说什么心病还需心药医。
We often say that problems of the heart require a heart doctor to solve.
而这里呢，这个耶稣的这个忠心呢，就是真正能够使到这样的一个关系能够复合。
And it is Jesus' faithfulness that allows this reconciliation.
而神人在神的面前，这个生命才可以正大光明。
It allows us to be forthright in the presence of God.
一个关系所需要的，我们所需要的，其实就是一个人，真的是能够站在中间，却又可以代表两边的这样的一个家人。
What we often need in relationships is a mediator.
耶稣是一个我们的自家人。
And This is Jesus.
耶稣的忠心呢，就能够完全成全这样一个祭司所要表达的职分。
So his faithfulness takes that mediating role of a priest.
他而我们呢，就因为他能够坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
It allows us to come back to the Father without fear.
而天父对于我们所要表达的心意，也能够借着耶稣。这个正式被差遣的使者呢，能够向我们表达。
And so God is able to express His intentions and His will through Jesus.
而我们人也可以因为听得到、明白得了、明白了这样的事情，人就可以把他该有的这个荣耀和生命呢，真的是能够表露出来。
And on our side,
并且是表露无遗的。
On our side, we can come forward to the Father, and Jesus also shows us what in the Father's eyes is a glorious life of a man.
所以神就是这样子的，以一个忠心的耶稣，真的是重新的来建立，来召唤我们，再次的成为一个忠心的家。
So God uses the faithfulness of Jesus to call us to be a faithful family.
你如果问我什么是福音，这就是我们。基督徒的福音。
This is the gospel message for us Christians.
如果你问我什么是神的家，
If you ask me what God's family is,
当我归纳这一切的时候呢，就是神作为我们的天父。
I conclude that God as the Father.
他这个天父呢，对这个家的孩子呢，就是一个像一个父亲一样，常常抱着一个美善的旨意。
Like a father, he always harbors good wishes for us.
不管是多漫长也好，都是始终是不弃不舍的。
And he never gives up on us.
就说回家吧。
Come home.
而这个耶稣作为兄长呢，就是什么意思呢？就是他愿意有难同当，为的是有朝一日也能够有福同享。
And Jesus is that elder brother who is willing to rough it out with us in the hope that at the end of the day we may share in his glory.
耶稣对于我们在面对我们的时候呢，耶稣看着我们的时候。
So when Jesus sees us,
不论我们在多狼狈的情况也好，
no matter how pathetic our situation is,
耶稣看到的不是一个可怜虫或者是一个烂摊子。
He never looks upon us as useless creatures.
什么是弟兄呢？他看见我们的时候，他其实是看见同一个家里面的弟兄和姐妹。
Instead, he sees brothers and sisters of the same family.
我觉得不管是父子之情也好，还是兄弟之谊也好，莫过如此。
This is what it means to be father and son, brother and brother, brother and sister.
当我们能够深深地体会这样的一个神的家的重要的时候，
When we truly understand the importance of this family,
当神天父的情还有这个兄长耶稣的义感动你的时候，
When the grace of the Father and the love of Jesus moves you,
我们应该如何来回应呢？
How should we respond?
今天的经文里面表达了两个回应。
Scripture provides us with two responses.
第一个回应就是我们是同盟天召的圣洁的弟兄啊，他说你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Firstly, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 says, Holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession.
所以意思就是说，如果你要知道怎么样做神的儿子，
In order to know what it means to be a son of God,
那你就要常常思想耶稣的生命。
We need to frequently meditate upon the life of Jesus.
而当我们真的是成为神的孩子的时候，
We as children of God,
又能够把这样的一个神的儿子的生命活出来的时候，
When we are able to actualize our identities,
其实我们那时候就是真正能够扮演一个使者、一个祭司的职分。
Then we can truly be the priests and the messengers of God.
因为我们是弟兄姐妹。
Because we are brothers and sisters,
我们呢就能够像耶稣一样，我们来承担彼此的生命。
We need to follow in Jesus' example and bear each other's lives.
这十多年呢，我走过了三个区，至少也看了二十个小组。
I visited at least 20 cell groups within three zones.
我只能说，喜年堂弟兄们，我们弟兄姐妹，我们真的是辛苦了，大家辛苦了。
And I just want to say that I commend your efforts.
因为我们真的是活出了很好的见证。
Because we have been a good testimony.
我们都承担了彼此的生命。
We have all bared each other's lives.
而在这次六号驿站的报名里面呢。
And with this year's camp,
我也看到很多人话不多说，就是哦，是家庭聚会啊，报名就是了。
Many just come as families.
如果我还能苛求什么的话，
If I were to wish for more,
我觉得也许我就希望我们客客气气少一点。
It would be even better for us to be more frank with each other.
让我们也能够真刀真枪的彼此挑战，激励更多一点。
And to be unrestrained in encouraging each other.
同时呢。当我们真的是把这样的生命活出来的时候，我们也成为面对这个世界的一个让他们能够认识天父的桥梁。
At the same time, we can become a bridge for the world to come to know the Father.
当我们真的是能够跟随耶稣这个大师兄的时候，
If we follow our elder brother Jesus,
我们就发现我们的生命呢，现在变成了我们的使命。
Then we find that our lives are our very mission.
第二个回应呢，这里说我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，
Secondly,
我们便是他的家了。
Secondly, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and boasting in our hope.
这里说我们作为神的家，并不表示我们的生命现在就 会一帆风顺，不是的。
To be part of God's family is not to be guaranteed a life without obstacles.
甚至做神的工，我们说我们的生命现在变成使命，也不是一帆风顺的。
And to have your life as a mission is not something that's going to be very easy.
为什么呢？因为人心的悖逆，人心的固执呢，有时候比冰山还要大块，还要更难融化。
Why? Because sometimes melting an ice mountain can be easier than changing the disobedient and stubborn heart of humans.
我们对于天父的盼望呢，就要成为我们能够坚持到底这个决心的原动力。
Our hope towards the Father becomes the motivation for us to persevere to the end.
而能够有胆量呢，就是什么呀？这里所说的我们要有胆量，就是要我们有一种能够面对黑暗，能够宣讲真理的勇气。
And it gives us the courage to speak the truth in times of darkness.
弟兄姐妹，爱就是有那个舍生命的勇气。
Brothers and sisters, love is the courage to give up your life.
我们在教会里面，我们要像一个家一样，我们要来操练这样的爱，舍生命的爱。
Let us practice this kind of love in the church.
因为我们知道呢，我们最终是要面对这个世界，让世界能够与神和好。
Because we know that ultimately the world needs to be reconciled with God.
我们作为神的家，这个家的 一份子。
As members of God's family,
让我们真的是来彼此勉励。
Let us encourage each other.
我们在彼此通过彼此，我们支取神的爱。
And go on by experiencing God's love through each other.
我们就这样的继续前进，坚持到底。
And so this way we go on.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的天父。我们感谢你，因为你总是不弃不舍，你要叫我们回家，我们向你感恩感谢。在这个时刻，愿主你向我们每一个人说话。如果你曾经跌倒，你曾经掉队了，你可能心中不知道怎么样面对这个天父，今天是对你的一个邀请，你就自己向神天父，你对他说话，你对他说：“提贝啊，我等来了。”你就向神说：“主天父啊，我回来了。” And you say to God, to the Father, say, "I've come home." 这是对每个人的一个邀请。如果你心里愿意，你就心里对神这样子的说：“我回来了。”爱我们的天父，我们感谢你，因为你是这样的召唤我们，你让我们明白你的心意，叫我们再次的成为一家人，这今生就与你同行到底。感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。